We are live and it is working, and Kevin just walked off. Alrighty, folks, trying another live drone deer recovery podcast. We want to have you guys jump in and try to like join the conversation. Again, this is a live. We're doing it right here, right now. It's 5:30 in Ohio. And I just got done doing some push-ups where I was getting my blood moving because I was sitting in the truck a lot today, out boundary fields, getting ready to do some spray stuff tomorrow. But we're just straight up sending it. Now I got something coming through my headset. I tell you what, hats off to people that produce a live podcast.
Yep.
Like Steven Crowder, they used to do their podcast live all the time.
Wasn't it like almost daily or like 4 days a night?
Oh no, it was daily. Every morning at like a certain time, they would do this live podcast. And it just feels like there's so much going on that for people that just listen to it or watch it, you just don't realize. And now, you know, Austin's over here. Audio's rolling. Yeah, it's working. I know it's working, but I'm not quite sure. Okay, so now we are live. We are now doing the Drone Deer Recovery Podcast live. You guys can see us.
Second ever episode live where we want involvement from our audience.
Yeah, we're gonna try it anyhow. It's surprising how much it takes. Oh, okay. Good thing we got
Well, you have a producer right there.
Yep. But it's crazy how much it takes to do this. You think, oh, set up a couple cameras and then send it. No, not quite so.
Yeah.
But Austin was over here trying to get this set up for the last 45 minutes. Sorry. I'm not calling you out, Austin. I know you've been out all morning trying to look for a dog, and you did find him. Hats off to him.
And
using his drone deer recovery kit that he got from Drone Deer Recovery, out finding pets and getting paid and making money. Yeah. Got back at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know, Mike. I hear that there's better money in pets than there are in deer sometimes.
No way. Did you get paid a bunch? Okay. I like that.
Leave it at, we got paid. Okay.
We got paid.
He got paid. Nice. We're nice. Good.
Making money. But hey, look, it's not drone deer recovery season. Dude, sorry about that. That sounded like sigh off a duck, Duck Donis guy. I was like, hey, but hey, look. No, he's out there doing drone pet recovery, off season of drone deer recovery, and making money using his $13,000 drone.
Boom.
Why not? Makes sense.
So he is deprived of sleep. And then in his defense also, we totally redid this room where, you know, it's our studio where we're now at. We had about 12 people, 10 or 12 people in here
on Friday. Yep.
Served a meal, did training, and a bunch of those people left feeling way more confident flying a drone than they had before.
Oh yeah, there were some people here that never ever flew a drone, and they were flying a drone within an hour or two of showing up here. It was crazy. I felt good. A lot of positive feedback. Of course, we always want to try to make it better. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to make the next hands-on training even better than what it was this time. But yeah,
it's really cool. When we put these two training dates on, we didn't know if there's demand for it, or people going to want to do it or not. But pretty quickly, they sold out. And we keep them small, right? We keep them to just 10 people so that everybody has that one-on-one interaction with, you know, and it's not just Mike teaching. It's also, you know, Jay, Austin, Matt, fantastic people, hundreds of hours. And we just finished deciding on 4 or 5 more dates we're putting on the calendar, probably later this week.
And we'll
send an email out.
It is available on a website.
It you is can not see yet the, available.
Okay. So so they just will be able to see that.
Yep, some in April, some in May, and then some all the way in August. So if you are wanting to kind of get started for the first time ever with a thermal drone, no better way than to buy your drone from the dronedeerrecovery.com website and then come to a live training event and spend a day with
How much is it if they buy the drone from us?
Yeah, so I think the pricing will eventually go up, but the early bird pricing is $800.
Okay, if they buy it from us.
If you buy the drone, $800, it's $1,000 if you bought your drone elsewhere. So
nice. I don't, what did we title this, Austin? Do you know? It's nothing about the Indian. Okay. So another exciting thing we got to talk about is I got a text from Senator Chris in Indiana, and he texts, why is this thing doing that? He texts me yesterday at 5:09 yesterday, said governor signed bill, Senate bill 189. That means it is officially going to be legal after July 1st of 2024 in the state of Indiana to use a thermal drone to recover your carcasses. So
amazing.
Dude, that's insane. That just tells you if there's people passionate about a certain thing. Like Chris is a passionate hunter, and he was like, we have to allow this yep. to the sportsman to be able to recover lost game. And he knows how the, you know, how the system works. And he went in there, created a bill, brought it out to more senators, got it backed, and boom. That's how easy that yeah. was.
And I'm sure it's not just his personal passion, but it's also his constituents and what they're wanting, yeah. right? It's yeah. like a lot of outdoorsmen in Indiana are going to be thankful that this is a bill that is now passed and yep. it's legal to find a carcass with a thermal drone.
Yeah. So their neighbor state, Illinois, should definitely do the same thing. Like, but they probably won't for a little while because, I mean, I'm just going to say it, that state's run by Chicago. It's basically because there's that many people yeah, up there. Yeah. The farmer guys out in the rural area, they would, you know, possibly want this type of stuff, but because there's so many people yeah. coming out of Chicago, but so, Illinois, get on it with it.
And we could go through the number of states that need to get on it, right? But
yeah,
for Indiana, Mike, I'm curious if you've read the details. Like, is there specific regulation around what is and
no,
isn't allowed?
No, he tried to keep it not like where you have to be like a special lawyer to read the language to figure out how you can use it. It basically says, paraphrasing, that a thermal drone is allowed to be used to recover any legally taken game. So it has to be legally harvested in order to use it. So if you're out there poaching and you're trying to find your poached deer, not legal. But if it's legally taken, I'm sure, you know, some of these bills will change as mm-hmm. things evolve. But right now, I think they tried to keep it simple of what this bill is to allow people to use it to recover carcasses.
Yeah. Wow. So is there's no mention of like if a deer is wounded but not dead yet.
No, I don't think it says anything in there like that. But again, I'm not going to, I don't have to build to read it, but I could look it up and try to yeah. find it. But
yeah, I mean, it's cool to see governments, states allowing the use of the technology and not just being so freaked out by potential misuse of it.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps I think that's part of why a lot of states are just paralyzed. It's because, oh, well, you know, you could misuse it this way, or this way.
Yeah, but then we start talking about anything that we want to talk about misusing. Like, you could misuse a thermal scope on a crossbow. You could put a thermal scope on a crossbow and sit in your tree till 1 a.m. in the morning, and you'd be able to shoot a deer and nobody ever known that you shot because it's quiet. They're not freaked out about that thermal scope on a crossbow. It's because most people are good. I believe that once this world gets to the place where it's just so bad, there's so many bad people, then we're probably in an all-out war. But I think there's a lot of good people. And yeah, there's a lot of things that have the potential to be abused in the hunting space. Most hunters aren't like that. There's bad apples in every group, but for the most part, it's going to be used for good.
Yeah. And, you know, regulation that prohibits the use of a drone in the aid of hunting isn't going to stop the bad apples from doing what they're going to do.
No.
It's not going to stop them.
Yeah.
So.
We talk about it often. And every time we go to an expo, we talk about those exact things. Somebody comes up to me and starts talking about, you know, the potential for abuse. It's like, yeah, that's. There is potential for abuse, but there's more good use than bad use. And we want to keep it that way. I don't think we should just try to, you know, stick our head in the sand and think that it won't be used for bad, but I believe it will be used for good more than bad. Who put that bubbler back there?
I did.
Jeez. Bubbler. Reach out to us. I mean,
if you don't reach out now, I literally don't know what to do next.
I'm probably just going to go back there and maybe rip it off the shelf. Somebody just walked in and yelled hello. I don't know if somebody's able to help him or
let's
no.
talk.
It's the UPS guy. Hi, UPS guy.
The real VIPs.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Shipping those drones all across the country. Make sure to place your order on dronedeerrecovery.com/shop.
For those wanting a fast shipment, actually just today, option went live on the website. You can now get 2-day shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Via UPS.
UPS guys comes in here, gets a shout out. Just like Bubbler. It's just like up there.
So what else? What else is news in the drone world?
So I like the drone deer recovery is now legal in Indiana. Obviously, we are like getting ramped up for the agricultural season. That's probably what you're going to start hearing us talk about more and more is the agricultural drone spraying aspect. Today, I was out boundarying fields, getting ready to take the drone out tomorrow and do some spraying for
farmer. Super exciting.
Yep.
Super exciting.
We released our New Way Ag trailer on the New Way Ag YouTube video or YouTube channel.
Yep. Reveal video.
Yep. I haven't really made a public release on the Drone Deer Recovery channel, but I will be making something there. And
then... So for somebody who hasn't seen or heard anything about the New Way Ag drone trailer, describe it and just
give us a
synopsis.
It is a 22-foot deck over trailer with a 32-foot flight deck built up top where you will fly your drones off the top so you are not needing to load and unload your drones every time that you get to a field. We engineered it to be basically center of gravity. You don't have a lot of tongue weight. You don't have a lot of rear weight. You have the 32-foot flight deck be 4 feet out the back and 6 feet in the front. And we have a trailer manufacturer that builds them, looks at all the rules and regs all across the country, and engineered it to stay within side those regs.
You know, one of the most common sense things about this trailer is just the positioning of the 1,000-gallon tank, which is the heaviest thing on the trailer when it's full.
Yeah.
Just positioning that correctly over the axle so that you don't have all of that. Like some trailer designs you see, it's like everything is over the tongue.
Yeah.
The whole
So our trailer that we had last year was so tongue heavy that it was just insane. We had some of the tanks over the axle, but it was more over the front axle than it was in the middle of both axles. So, yeah, with this 1,000-gallon tank being centered right where it needs to be, it makes this trailer pull really nice. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very light. Another huge thing of our trailer is it has one solid flooring piece built out of composite and super light. So we're not getting a lot of weight up top. That's probably our biggest thing. You could actually make it spill proof. So if you are in a state that absolutely that requires you to keep it contained, you could have that the flight deck up top turn into a pool.
Instead of leaking down into the bottom and the surrounding area.
So a wood decking up top would have gaps and everything's going to run down through.
It kind of actually blew my mind when we first were designing this and thinking, let's put a single piece of composite up there. It's like 32 foot long.
Yeah.
And it's a single piece.
Yep.
I don't know that that's ever been done on a drone trailer before.
No, it's never been done. Yeah.
And
it's the first one.
And so if I'm not wrong, it's made from multiple layers of kind of a plastic material melted together and compressed with heat.
Yeah, but it's not slippery up top. It's actually a fiberglass type composite on the top.
Lots of small layers.
So you get a little bit of grip up top because that's the first question we get is well, it's got to be slippery if it's raining or you spill some chemical or whatever, but it's not slippery. I do want to get up there with like some dish soap or something and see if I can make it slippery. But I think if you wear a good shoe, that you won't have problems. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the agricultural drone trailer by New Ag. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to get out there and actually show custom applicators and farmers the trailer of how, you know, it works and being super efficient. That's my biggest thing.
And it's so exciting to see the next couple of weeks here for us. You know, we finished a training, you know, last Friday. We're doing another one next Friday. But you're going to be hitting the country. I mean, you're going to be traveling around. We're going to be doing demos.
Yep, that's the goal. And also, if you guys are listening to this or watching this, if you are a farmer or a individual that wants to become a custom applicator with spray drones, we should probably give them the New Way Ag number to text. You could just text me your name, where you're from, and what it is that you're looking to do. And if we're coming through that area, we would just stop and do a demo for you. Maybe you have a farm field or a neighbor's field that we can spray some water on just to show you how well these things work. Text us on the New Way Ag phone number. And Let's see here.
We'll try to put that up on the screen here.
Yeah, and I can also give you the New Way Ag number. So you're going to text 234-271-2767. That's the New Way Ag number. If you just want to text that, maybe I can stop in. But yeah, we're going to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, possibly Pennsylvania, Georgia, and then maybe out west as well.
You know, what's exciting to me is in all of these regions, there's like different problems that conventional or traditional spraying has.
Yeah.
Like in Florida, you know, the problems are different than what an orchard in Pennsylvania would have or vice versa.
Yep.
So just to be able to see these drones doing this kind of spraying and all these different environments, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Austin, did our screen shut off? Oh, okay. You were good. I wasn't sure what you were doing. Anyhow, yeah, no, anywhere in the country, like where you do spraying, I want to come out and show people how drones can help their operation.
Yeah.
Like,
and even just like our team kind of fielding calls this last week of so much interest in a drone. So many people getting set up with the, you know, drones and trailers.
Yep.
Going to go out and do it. There's a lot of, it's just interesting. Most of the calls are not from people who have a season under their belt. Most of the calls are from people who are getting into it for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the industry is growing. I mean, there's so much growth potential, like, and where it's like good money. It's not like the thermal side where, I mean, not taking anything away from thermal, like I made, you know, tons of money flying thermal drones, but the agricultural side there is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. And so, I think what we'll see is a lot. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I'm so excited about demos is because people, especially if you're getting into it, you're buying the equipment. I mean, it's a big investment. You know, you're going to spend $100,000 getting into this, doing it right.
Yep.
You want to know that you're getting the right stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it matters, right?
Yeah. And there's so many options out there, like, because there are more and more people getting into this where they are manufacturing trailers.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of options. Gooseneck, how big are your axles? Like, are you running dualies? All that type of stuff. And I think it'll come down to like, what are your goals? Are you just trying to cover a couple hundred acres? Or are you trying to cover tens of thousands of acres? If you're trying to cover that tens of thousands of acres, that's where our trailer is going to be key. And it's built for the small farm too. The price point, there's not a bunch of trailers out there that are at this price point. I don't know that there's a lot of trailers out there that weigh as little as our trailer does dry. That was my whole thing. Like, it's trying to figure out, can we, you know, what is the lightest trailer we can build, the strongest way we can build it with the flight deck up top, and you know, be able to spray tens of thousands of acres.
So have an opportunity for people to see firsthand, and also through videos, because we're going to release a ton of videos over the next month. So people see firsthand how this trailer works and how, because the way that we think about it going into our second season is so different than the way that we were thinking about it when we went into the first.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, even like, you know, one of the questions that we're getting a lot right now is, well, don't you need a box like to securely store your drones?
And that's a valid question.
It's a good question.
Like we had that same thing, right? We had a box built on a trailer and we were like every night, you know, pick up the drones and put them in this box and store them away. But when you're spraying every day, like from sun up to sundown, who wants to pick up their drone and put it in a box? Like, these are implements. They can be, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say like go dump a bunch of sand on it, but it's like they're in the spray the whole time. They get stuff on them. They're going to get dirty. They're going to get dusty, that type of stuff. But I don't know. I didn't put my drones in our box one time when we were spraying.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yeah. They were a little dirty at the end.
Yeah, they were definitely dirty. They were sitting on the back of the trailer while we're driving down, you know, gravel roads in Indiana, but they were just fine. They're implements.
So for people that are worried about, you know, the wash up from roads and getting, you know, rained on and stuff like that, it's almost like after a season or, you know, give them 10,000 acres of seeing how these drones work and how they handle the chemical and just I mean, you're in the mud.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say like you should, you know, not give a hoot about it, but I was the same way. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to cover these and make sure that they're clean all the time or this or that. But when you get 10,000 acres done, you're like, take some.
And right, Mike, you learn what things are important to keep clean, like
like
radars, sensors, stuff like that, versus
cameras,
aesthetically, you know, having it look spotless.
Yep.
It's out there to get the acre sprayed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the trailer is a big thing. If you guys haven't seen it, go over the new ag, check that out. And we'll start releasing ag content probably on a regular. We will be releasing ag content on this channel as well, because you guys have started watching me, just what I do. And I appreciate that support. So I told Kevin, yes, we have new ag, but a lot of folks just want to see what we do in the off season. And this is the off season. And this is what I do is we're getting into the agricultural big time. We train people how to, you know, buy their own rigs and fly their own rigs and cover acres on their own. So we're going to show it on the Drone Day Recovery channel, but probably more focused on new way ag. If you guys want to watch agricultural stuff.
Another random ag factoid. Yesterday or maybe Friday, I got an email from a gentleman in France who had a lot of questions about setting up a trailer and specifically with a T30. And turns out in France, if what I'm hearing from him is correct, T30 is the biggest drone allowed by their version of the FAA.
No way.
And he was kind of saying, wow, you know, America is leading the way with, like, you know.
Oh no, we are not.
But it made me laugh because it's like I thought you'd find it at least a chuckle that we're not at the end, at least.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, America is not leading.
We're not leading, but we're not the last. So
yeah. Well, we're not the last.
Because we have the T40.
The Asian company or the Asian countries are definitely leading this thing. I've already given this data and information before, but I'm gonna give it again. How many drones? So in 2021, 120,000 agricultural drones were registered in China, and they covered over 175 million acres in 2021. You know what year we're in now?
Yes, 24.
Yeah. Can you imagine what they have registered now and how many they're going to be covering? I couldn't imagine. I bet it's insane amount. It's
exponentially growing.
So yeah, I think America is doing well, but regulations is still slowing some of this down.
Do we have any live questions or feedback from the audience, Austin?
Yeah, we can just sit here in silence and see if anybody says anything. Yeah, if you guys want to jump on, you can actually join this live stream, right? How do they do that, though?
Link is in the description.
Oh.
Click the link in the description.
Nice.
Hop on. And if you have a question for Mike, hop on and ask it. You can go live on the podcast. We'd love to have you.
Huh. Yeah. Well, also, that's... Go ahead.
Is it possible to play the ag video, the trailer release video on the podcast, Austin? This has got to be the best part about the job as a producer, when you've set up everything.
He's like, wait, how am I going to figure that out? I'll go to YouTube and I'll try to figure it out. I just think it'd be cool for
people watching if we could roll that. And then if there's any questions after that, it'd be cool to take them live.
That would be cool. As far as drone deer recovery, trying to talk about drone deer recovery all season, there's not much to talk about because the season like comes to a close. The only other thing that we talk about is the whole legal side, right? Like, is it legal in this state or is it legal in that state? And it's, we don't have any updates on Michigan, right? There's a lawsuit going on in Michigan, but I feel like drone deer recovery, you can talk about finding pets, you can do herd analysis, but like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about, I did 1200 acres and counted 300 deer. Mm-hmm. Because it's like people, so now you're going to play a commercial. We're making a video and playing a commercial.
And we're making money. We're probably making a cent and a half.
No, we're not. We aren't even monetized on that channel.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, just play it for at least 5 seconds and then kick. So we're keep talking.
I love how professional we are on this podcast.
Dude, we're just a couple guys that are trying to do drones full time.
And speaking of that, it seems like Austin every week is out there finding pets.
Yeah, he's going back out tonight.
Yeah, and he was out last night.
I feel like he's making more money than we are. aren't you?
Good looking trailer. Film anything in slow motion.
Yeah, you think so? That's charge box, everybody likes that.
That's the coolest part of the whole thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, why had that not been done before? It just makes sense.
I don't know. It was raining that day. It was like,
all right, how's
really
it going, folks? I'm Mike
probably
with
not
New
gonna
Ag
play that.
And also Drone Deer Recovery. We've talked about it for a long time that we're going to release our own ag drone trailer. Here it is.
Trailer.
I'm super excited.
And, what it looks
this
like.
This thing is basically 99% done.
Yeah, so if any of you have a question about that trailer, or if you're thinking about getting into ag, or a question about anything else, actually, click the link in the description. Jump on. You probably have a few minutes before we move on to something else.
Yeah.
And let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk about the ag trailer. As far as like talking about thermal drones, you know, the season has come to close. And like I said, the only other thing we could talk about is legal stuff. But who wants to talk about that all the time? Not you.
Yeah. I mean,
Hey, Drone Pet Recovery. Check out that YouTube channel, because if you want to watch more thermal drone related content, they are producing content over there. Austin and Chris, they're heading that up. Actually, that's their whole thing now, right?
Yep.
Okay. So check that out.
It's going to be some of the best pet recovery content out there, I think.
Well, and it's also good for other people that are buying drone deer recovery kits, like showing, hey, look, you guys can do this as well. Mm-hmm. You know, go out and find pets. I will tell you, you better have a passion looking for pets, because when you're flying for 2 to 4 hours and you haven't found anything, that can start getting a guy down real quick. But then we should almost roll. Like, do you have any where they start like breaking down and crying? Because we were just talking about this today. It's so different from drone deer recovery. Yep. We are looking for something and we want it to be dead. And then we high five and like are all fired up. And then Austin wants to find theirs alive.
Man.
And when he does find him alive, they start crying.
The first time I ever went on a recovery call with you, I was your video guy.
Yep.
Big 200, one of our first videos, and I'm not into hunting. I mean, I'm new to hunting, so I'm into hunting, but I'm new into hunting. And to see this,
you didn't go hunting.
I said I'm into it now. I'm a fan, right?
Oh, you're not into it.
Hey,
you
stick
said
with me.
You
stick with
said
me.
You were gonna go hunting this season. Remember? Remember when you said that? Oh my gosh.
So work.
You want to get into hunting. You're in the industry.
I'll be into hunting at one point. Okay. The point is, this Amish guy shoots a big deer, and
he was ex-Amish.
Yeah. And all of his, you know, brothers, sisters, family, cousins, it's like everybody shows up, and a lot of kids, Mike, a lot of like 12 to 15 year old kids.
Yep.
And the first time I ever experienced this, it's like you go out, find the carcass, everybody, like I think he tackled you, like just out of excitement. And the kids are so gleefully excited, like they're just thrilled at this dead carcass. And for me, like coming from a whole different hunting culture, like not a hunting culture at all, so fascinating.
Yeah, I bet.
And then, so yeah.
You should take me to the country you grew up in and give me like culture shock.
Oh, dude,
just like
I
you
could
were
give
here.
You such culture shock.
No way. Oh, like what's so different down, where was it that you grew up?
Central America.
Central America in what area?
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Like, what's different there than here? Is it just the food you eat? Did you eat dog or cat?
I did that in Vietnam, not in Central America.
No.
Just dog. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Delicacy.
Was it,
yeah.
Was it good?
Good.
Yeah. No way.
Barbecue sauce. Yeah. We've really gotten off the rails here.
Yeah, we did.
Got a question.
What's the question? That's funny.
Look, Mama Drone says, what happened to the drone that went in the water?
It worked for that day, and then it ended up not working the next day. So it has a ESC number 5 error. We think that water got into the ESC and fried something. So we're hoping that we can just replace that ESC and it would work. But I don't know. I just feel like there's water in areas that should not have water. But yeah, so it did work that, you know, that same day when they pulled it out, but tried it the next day. Didn't work. Still sitting out back. We should probably get that ESC changed and see if it works.
Yep.
Thanks for the question. Yeah. Anyhow, I wonder if this is even interesting to folks. Yeah. It just feels like it's been all day, right? We've been up early. What time were you up this morning?
5:30.
I was up multiple times. Our dogs are not feeling great and they wanted to go out. Yep. You remember that one time you said they get treated like kings? Like,
oh man.
And they woke me up at like 2:30 in the morning, had to let them out. And so I'm a little tired from that, but I was up at 6 and then out in the field today doing boundaries, also teaching the Holmes County Sheriff's Department how to fly their drones and that type of stuff. And what time is it now? It's 6 o'clock and I feel like I should wind down.
Yeah. Yep.
Austin's going to have to go try to find a dog, right? Oh, you're not going yet? Nice.
Yeah, it's been a day. And that's like the Holmes County Sheriff, you know, reached out, bought a couple drones, got some training on how to use them. Whole new kind of exciting. It's just exciting to see how, I mean, and we're local.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really fun to see our local PD utilizing this technology.
Do you say PD for a sheriff department?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you say SD? Sheriff.
Is sheriff's department a kind of police department?
Oh, I'd assume.
Then PD is police department.
So I don't want to. Yeah. You know, the sheriff might be. I'm not a police. I'm a sheriff.
Well, but the department. So.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Law enforcement.
Department. Law enforcement. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So having that available, like we don't have a lot of like missing people and that kind of thing, but man, what a great tool to have.
Yeah.
And 2024, it's time to have that tool in your arsenal.
Absolutely. I told the viewers of that video when it goes live, if you're a bad guy, you probably don't want to be a bad guy in Holmes County because they're going to find you. But
right on.
This is what I'm going to say. I say we wrap this thing up. This is a live podcast. This is a live. We wanted to have it as a conversation. So we might do more of these and we'd like to bring you guys in and let's have a conversation. If you guys want to ask me or Kevin anything you want to ask them, we'll try to, you know, talk with you, have a conversation. Not much to talk about as far as legal updates. getting into the ag. That's probably what you guys are going to start seeing and hearing more of. If you're not into that, you know, I guess tune out until drone deer recovery season comes around again. But that's what we're doing. And so this is being produced live right here, right now. So next time we go, are we going live next Friday or we don't know? I don't know that I'm going to be around.
Not next Friday. Next. What is today? Tuesday.
Well, we're doing Tuesdays now. Why does it feel like a Friday?
Week is just getting started, man.
Anyhow.
Today is Tuesday, yeah. So
we want to do more lives and see how it goes. So I think I have nothing more to add.
So end of the day.
Yeah, nobody is asking questions. That's fine. Nobody's even watching. There's 18 people on here. Thanks,
end of the day.
Thanks to the 18 people that are still here. I appreciate you guys for real.
Our mission is help lead educate, right? So
yep.
We thought, hey, let's make this podcast live. Let's do it at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So if people have questions, if they want to jump on, I expect it'll ramp up because it is the Drone Deer Recovery Podcast leading up to next hunting season. But anytime you want to talk drones, this is the place to do it.
Why don't we just go live on New Way Ag?
Great question.
Like, we could go live on New Way Ag and Drone Deer, couldn't we? No, we can't do it yet. We're not monetized. Make sure to go over to the New Way Ag YouTube channel, hit the subscribe, get us to 1,000 subscribers, and then we can monetize that and go live on there.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's all we got. Thanks so much, and we'll see you guys on the next one.